few weeks real cold here.
I want to listen to on his recording. That's the Josh's. When he gets through, No, he's not in her.
I was afraid that we might be detaining you.
Oh, no. No, I can work. Listen, I can work for 5 to 10 hours on this, and it's your endurance that counts. Because I can go forever. I remembered all my words when I came in this morning.
Thank you.
I haven't learned how to ask what words mean yet. I haven't memorized that. I studied that other stuff all night last night. So, I think that today we'll just go through the same routine that we did yesterday.
Okay.
I have some words that I found written down someplace else that I want to check my own spelling against so that I can get it straight. Maybe if these might bring up other things that come to your mind, too.
Okay.
The first one is strong. Strong. Say
strong.
Yeah.
Dashuk.
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 Now, would that mean? That just means strong by itself. Yes. What
that
if I wanted?
That means strong, and it's also a name.
Oh, it is.
What?
Yeah.
A person's name? A man's or a woman's? Probably a man's.
A man's name.
Mm-hmm.
In their family, it was.
And another word I was talking about you, he's strong. The dackel. He's strong.
The dackel.
That's a.
A dackel. This is for.
You're speaking of some other guy that's.
The shuk.
The dackel?
The dackel
means he's strong. If you point at somebody, you know.
Okay, I gotta get the spelling on that right now. The dackel.
The dackel.
Okay. Okay. That means he is strong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or kind of that one over there is strong pointing.
Mm-hmm.
How would I say I am strong if I were bragging?
The dacks.
The dacks. Yeah, okay.
The dacks.
The day.
I am strong.
How would I say weak?
Wasu.
Wasu?
Wasu. Wawalakal. That's two words. Wawalakal.
First, we better get wasu first.
Wasu.
Wasu.
Wasu. Weak.
Wawalakal.
Wawalakal.
Oh, I see. Sure. That's the same. Made the same way as the other one. Wawalaka.
Wawalakal.
Wawalakal.
But if you're talking about yourself, Wawalakts. Wawalakts.
Wawalakts.
Wawalakts.
Wawalakts. Oh, there we are. Okay. I heard it two different ways there.
He got in on the wrong wavelength that time.
I don't suppose that Wawalakal is a name.
No.
I wouldn't imagine so. That wouldn't be a very good name to give somebody.
No.
The word for wild rhubarb. Cow parsnip or.
Oh, Kuba. I'm afraid he might.
Oh, okay.
I'm teaching.
Oh, you're teaching.
Wild rhubarb is Hubak.
Hubak.
Mm-hmm.
Good. toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm finding out that better not. Mm-hmm. That's good.
There's two kinds now, wild rhubarb.
Oh, there are?
Yeah. Keystup.
Keystup?
Yeah, it looks the same as that wild rhubarb. It's got a little finer skin on it.
And you can't peel it. You have to use a knife.
Keystup.
The rhubarb, you can peel it.
Just like bananas.
It peels. But keystup, you have to take a sharp knife and take the skin off.
But you can peel it a little bit. It'll be a little
bitter.
Left on
mm-hmm.
it.
Bitter.
But
I could never eat
you have to peel keystup, you say.
Mm-hmm.
Keystup.
Keystup.
Yeah, and
keystup.
You have to peel that, the other one too.
Yeah. You cook wild rhubarb, don't you?
No.
You eat
no.
that raw too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That's interesting. Oh, I've been having an argument with my wife. I say that salmon berries are ripe when they're dark red, and she says that they're ripe when they're salmon colored. When are they ripe?
Well, there's two or three kinds of salmon berries.
Oh, no. I'm probably
there's
both
a,
right.
There's a black salmon berry.
Why don't I get the words for these as long as we're on the subject?
They're mostly yellow, though.
Mm-hmm.
Very seldom you see
them. Kakaway. That's the name of salmon berry.
Kakaway?
Kakaway.
Kakaway.
Yeah.
Kakaway. Mm-hmm. And some are black, and the most of them are yellow. Deep, dark yellow when they're ripe.
Oh, obviously. So. Oh. But the but dark red ones are ripe then too, or the black ones?
Yeah,
yes, the black ones get ripe too, and yeah. They're black when they're ripe.
Are they yellow before they're ripe?
No.
Oh, okay. So any berry that's got color to it is ripe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, how about that? I guess we were both right.
Yeah.
That's a nice settlement for an argument, I'll
tell you. That deep red one, what you call black, is chawitzke.
Mm-hmm.
Chawitzke.
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 That's that deep red.
Chawitzke. Just a second, I gotta get this one down.
Chawitzke.
Okay. Yeah, that's the black one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
deep red.
The kakwe is the yellow one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They both, even though it's a.
Chawitzke is still a kakwe.
Yeah, it's still a kakwe.
What's a kind of. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Is there a special word for the yellow one then?
No. No.
Just kakwe.
Just
hmm.
kakwe.
Hmm.
But being a different color, they call it chawitzke. Although it's salmon berries.
Hmm. Did you say there were three kinds?
I thought there were, but I can only think of two, so
hmm.
there must be just two kinds.
Yeah, it's a deep red color, deep red maroon,
mm-hmm.
almost black.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Play her the tape recording and prove it to her. let's see. We were. Oh yeah, smelt.
Smelt is
a what?
A smelt.
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 Mm-hmm.
Badawi.
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 Mm-hmm.
Badawi.
Badawi.
Yeah.
Badawi. While we're on small fish, I might as well get herring and.
Herring is kusubut. Kusubut. Just think the way she writes, she's a dropout too, like I was.
Well, that's
right. He always marvels at me, and I just write as near as I can come. Then
well,
when
as
I look at it, I
sure.
know what it is.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I missed the. Is that clue? Clue?
Yeah.
Clue.
Kusubut. Kusubut.
Clue.
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 Yeah.
Clue.
Oh, okay. I thought there was a k in the front of that.
Mm-hmm.
There's not. It's just clue.
Mm-hmm.
Kusubut.
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 Kusubut. I guess there's only one kind of hearing, isn't there?
One. Yeah, just one. And a smell that's different.
Yeah, a different kind of fish.
Yeah.
Is there a name for candlefish?
No, I don't think so.
They call them Ulakans up north.
Oh, do they?
No, I don't think they. I never heard of it. And they got name. They got name for that. Those little, just like a, almost like a germ or something. Little fish, like a, what they call those in a ball, no? Cubby.
Oh, you know those that multiply. Guppy.
Yeah, guppy.
Huh.
They just like that. What the whale eats.
Oh yeah, those tiny, tiny.
Real tiny. They come in droves of them, you know. And the whale comes in with its wide open mouth and comes in.
Scoops them all. Strains them out.
Yeah, because the whale's got hairy tooth like this, and the water goes out and leaves the, what you call it, the fish.
Well, that'd be a nice way to eat, wouldn't it?
Be cheap.
Yeah,
cheaper than the way we eat.
I think so. What is tsa'ayik?
Tsa'ayik.
Tsa'ayik.
Tsa'ayik is a winter entertainment they had, belonged to lots of tribes. For instance, the Lapush did tsa'ayik. That's done in the spring, huh?
I think so. I don't
know. Tlaqwali is done in the fall and the winter, and tsa'ayik was generally done in the spring. They're supposed to have power to heal and etc. They sing and dance. A new beginner will. They have to have the power for tsa'ayik before they can be admitted into the society.
Well, did they get that by going out in the woods and like
that? I don't know. I don't know about tsa'ayik. They did that for the Tlaqwali.
Mm-hmm.
That is my mother's people did.
Mm-hmm. But you don't, the macaw didn't do the tsa'ayik very much.
Oh, yes.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they got some songs of tsa'ayik.
Mm-hmm. He hears lots of them.
Mm-hmm.
His grandmother's.
Mm-hmm. Of course, nobody does this anymore.
No.
Well, we don't do it like they did.
Yeah.
But they sang it. They sang the songs.
But we sing the songs yet.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Good music, I guess.
It is. It's kind of pleasant.
Yeah. Yeah, someday we'll have to go through all of that. Mostly wanted to get the spelling of that word. I'd like to get some words that relate to canoes. What's the regular word for canoe?
Chapats.
I guess that was good. Wasn't right. Chapats. Chapats.
Chapats. Chapats.
Chapats.
Yeah.
Chapats.
Okay. And he has a word for new canoe listed.
Small canoe.
A new canoe.
New canoe.
Tabakapl.
That's the one.
That's really a new one.
Tlabakapl. What would a tlabakak be? Tlabakaps.
That means a brand new canoe. Mm-hmm. Brand new. Never been used.
Mm-hmm. Is there such a word as tlabakak?
Say that again.
That's just the same as tlabakaps, except it's got ak on the end. Tlabakak.
Tlabakak.
I guess I have to go to work with that.
Might mean the same thing. Huh?
I don't know.
Tabakak. Tabakak?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same word, only it's a... if it goes towards the canoe, it's a new canoe.
Hmm.
Tabakak. But the Tabakak is... new canoe that's ready, and it means outside the canoe is tlabakaps.
Brand new.
That's nice.
Brand
new, yeah. Let's see, what other, there's a very long canoe like they had way up north. What would that be? You know?
The largest is the whaling canoe.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Shiklats.
Sheep plots.
Mm-hmm.
Sheep plots are big
canals. That's the largest. This was for moving families from one
mm-hmm.
place to another. Then there's the whaling
canal. They are sheep plots. There's another canoe with that. That's a tlakwadiak. That's between the whaling canoe and a moving canoe.
Oh, that's between them. Okay. A plot?
A tlakwadiak.
Smaller canoe.
A tlakwadiak.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right. It means that there's two men in a bow instead of one in the regular whaling canoes, one man. But this one, as you mentioned, two men in a bow.
Hmm.
That's how big it was.
And then the whaling canoe.
Whaling canoe, yeah.
You go right ahead. I'm cooking beans.
Uh-huh. I lost it now.
Well, we can come back to it.
And then sealing canoe. First sealing canoe.
That would be the one that you'd go out on the ocean with.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's Yashabakats.
Yashabakats.
Yeah. The whaling canoe would be O'otachshat.
O'otachshat.
Did we get the whaling canoe?
No, not yet.
I haven't got the whaling canoe.
We're just getting that one. O'otachshat.
O'otachshat.
O'otachshat, okay.
O'otach.
Sats.
Uh-huh. O'otach sats.
Uh-huh.
And then we got, while you were gone, we got Yashabakats.
Yashabakats.
Which is the first sealing canoe. Was there a hair sealing canoe there?
No, they used to rig a canoe for that.
That they used the chapats.
Chapats, yeah.
Chapats.
Uh-huh.
And then then the only canoe after a fur sealing canoe would be a chapat.
Yeah.
Chapat. I'm still missing it somehow.
Chapat.
Oh, okay. There we are.
You say cha, and it's cha.
And I was saying pa instead of whatever it is. I don't know how to say that old pa. There it is. Yeah.
The next canoe with after the sealing canoe is Atlistak. That's two man canoe. Atlistak, that means two.
Atlistak.
Yeah.
Atlistak.
Atlistak. And
I think I missed the spelling up here. Was the next biggest canoe after the biggest canoe was after the moving canoe was Atquadayak.
Yeah. Atlaquadayak.
No, no. After the Shiklats is Ootaxat.
No. The whaling canoe you're talking about. We're talking about still the bigger one, Atlaquadayak.
Oh, that's bigger than the whaling canoe.
Yeah.
Atlaquadayak.
Oh.
Two men in a bow.
Mm-hmm.
After the moving.
Oh boy.
Atlistak.
It's really involved, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Atlistak then was a two man canoe.
Yeah, two man canoe. And a trolling canoe is Chi-ik-sat.
Chi-ik-sat.
A Kewadeak, in other words.
Or?
I better get this one first. before I lose it. Chi-ik-sat.
Chi-ik-sat means trolling.
Chi-ik-sat.
The whaling canoe ended with Satch. O-O-O-Tach-Satch.
Yeah,
Satz. Satz. Okay, I'm hearing these wrong today. I think I should have washed my ears out this morning. Chi-ik Satz. Chi-ik Satz.
Chi-ik Satz, yeah.
That's a trolling canoe.
Yeah.
How many people fit in that?
The Kewadeak. That's the same canoe, only one man canoe for trolling.
Okay, I better get that one again. I didn't get it written down. So.
The Kewadeak.
Hey.
One man canoe.
Oops. Kewa.
The Kewadeak.
That's the same thing, huh?
Yeah, that's the same canoe.
Oh. They're both one man canoes, right?
Yeah, both one man canoes.
Boy, that's a lot of kinds of canoes. Mm-hmm. What about a racing canoe? Is that a special name?
Well, we didn't have any.
In the
old days. Yeah, it didn't have any racing canoe, but they used the whaling canoe. It wasn't for racing, but it was for training. They used to say that the Badubasdeo. That'd be training.
Training canoe.
Training canoe for whaling. Badubast. Badubasdeo. You catching on?
No.
Badubasdeo.
Yeah.
Right.
Badubasdeo. Badubasdeo. Okay. And that's a training canoe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They used to train.
Train from paddling long hours, you see.
Yeah, Badabasdeo. That's a pretty word, isn't it?
It is.
I like that one.
Badabasdeo.
What is a talai?
Oh, that's a
talai.
That's a country.
That's clallam. Clallam canoe.
Clallam canoe.
Alai.
Alai.
Paul Lai.
Yeah. That's a different.
Yeah, it said in the book I was reading that was a Haida canoe, but. Yeah.
It was also
the columns probably used that same sort. It was
the
longer,
same shape.
Different shape.
When you go out here, you'll see. I think the lie is still there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
At Brown's.
Mm-hmm.
There's one sitting there. At Jack's place or Brown's place.
In Clallam Bay.
No, between that where that. Stories.
Snob Hill?
No, this side.
This side. It's still this side.
Oh, I guess I don't know. Which one?
That's where that little store is where the gas pump's there. Jack's place.
Ray's.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I know where Ray's is.
There's where that lie is sitting.
There's a tall lie there.
Yeah.
Tall lie.
Tall lie.
Tall lie. Tall lie. Huh. That's good. Boy, that's a lot of information about canoes.
Yeah. You still got lots to go yet.
Oh, I do?
Now, you get your whaling canoe, you have to get the positions.
You were telling me that about the one position, and I have to get all the jobs.
Kakayaks, I told him.
Kakayaks. Go ahead.
The bow position.
Is that the spearman?
Huh?
Get the spearman first.
Yeah, spearman, that bow.
Okay,
that
this is only in a whaling canoe, right?
Yeah. He tuckwood.
He tuckwood?
Yeah.
Or he tuckwood?
He tuckwood.
He tuckwood.
That's the
is
spearman.
Is that the spearman?
Spearman.
He tuckwood.
He tuckwood. It's the spearman. That's in a bow. Bow position.
Uh-huh.
The man behind the bow position is Kakayoachs.
Oh,
where does the rope man go?
No, it's behind.
Oh, excuse me. The Kakayoachs is next.
Kakayoachs.
Well, that's rope position. Next to the. He's a rope in a direction when the whale is. He directs
signal.
The signals. Well, he signals the pullers which way to go.
Oh, well, yeah, but signals the captain.
Okay.
Kakayaks.
Yawks.
Yawks.
Okay, kakayaks. Kakayaks.
Yeah. And that's behind the bowman. And the middleman.
No, that's
the middleman. That's six. Let's see, bow, two, four, six. Was there six men in that whale?
There was a spearman. You say there was a kakayak.
So there are two of them.
And I was telling about the man that dives to close a whale's mouth.
Oh, that comes after. I don't know which part. He was a specialist.
Well, there was eight men, wasn't there?
Mm-hmm. I'd have to look at that book. And he's got all that.
You got that book by Waterman about the whaling equipment?
Yeah.
Yeah, I read that once, but.
You mean James Swans?
Oh, Swans. Oh, no, this is a different one that I was thinking of.
I can shut that deal off for a while.
Well, we can keep it on for.
Yeah.
Adaos?
Adaos.
Adaos. Adaos.
Adaos. Whaling canoe.
Adaos. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Did you say there was another name yet?
No, that's about the.
And then he says that there's a medium size to carry six men, which is a boquistat.
Boquistak. Boquistak. That means four, and he's got six on there.
Bokuis?
Bokistak. Four is bu. Bokistak. I know I missed some of that. I thought there's two man canoe.
And it's a four man canoe, huh?
Yeah. Well, he got six there, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Bukistak is four.
And then he's got Atlistat for
yeah,
a two-man.
Atlistak, yeah, two-man.
Atlistak. Did we get that one down?
I
no,
don't think
didn't.
So. Mm-mm.
Atlistak.
Yeah, Atlistak means two. At means two.
Atlistat.
Atlistak.
Atlistak.
Teak.
Teak. Teak. Teak. Teak. Teak. Teak. Yeah, I had a Q. Teak. Then it was
Bokiestak.
Bokiestak.
That's that four-man canoe.
Okay, and the, that's a two-man here. And then we got Takawada. Yeah, we got
yeah,
that. Okay.
You got the positions? Is it on here? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The bow. Itakwad.
Okay, this is back here on this other page. Itakwad. Okay.
Yeah.
Itakwad.
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 Yeah. The man behind the bow is a Kakaiwaks.
Kakaiwaks. Kakaiwaks.
There you go.
The next one?
I couldn't find it. The